We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
As soon as the announcement was made by Governor Cuomo that there would be 10 person or less, he said ceremonies allowed for Memorial Day weekend.
He didn't want to say parties because misleading.
I mean, celebrations probably would have been a better word. That's what Mayor Lovely Warren used for us here in Rochester. But as soon as that announcement was made and I realized, okay, people are allowed to invite people over, I knew this was going to really stress some friendships. Because normally, for these kind of social settings, with a couple of exceptions, like weddings and if you're going on a boat, there's not really a limit, right? Mm-hmm. So there are going to be people who are the odd people out. And we've got that person on right now. At least this is what she thinks. We've got Jackie on the phone with us. Good morning, Jackie. Welcome to TPXY.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Jackie. So let's walk us through this. Why do you think you are the odd woman out here when it comes to your friends' Memorial Day weekend plans?
So I texted my friend Kim, right? And she always has this party where she sends out a link and she invites everyone over. But I know this year it's a little different.
Sure, can't do that, right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she just didn't feel comfortable having people over, right? That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I'm completely fine with. And then I come to find out, so I texted her, and I texted mutual friends to see, like, were they up for this to go out to the party? Is there a weekend thing going on? What's right. going on? And they were like, oh, we're going to Kim's.
Okay, so other...
But you texted Kim.
Yeah, what did she say to you?
And she didn't really say anything, but then I got confused.
Okay.
Because I have other friends who are going to her place.
All right. So you've got confirmation that this is happening, but did she
She's not saying anything.
Did I get invited? I was really confused. Like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
Did
okay.
I not make the cut or something, or for some reason? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
I understand 10 people, but like, seriously, I go every year.
Okay.
You're a friend of mine.
Well, what, you know, how big of a gathering is this normally? Is it usually like 30 people? I mean, and how close?
It's a huge gathering. It's everyone at one time.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Well, I mean, you know, numbers are tight.
It's weird that she's like not answering you directly when it comes to you asking if
it's an awkward position to be in from her standpoint. Like, what are you going to say? Sorry you didn't make the cut? We're not good enough friends? I've got 9 other friends who I like more than you? Like, how do you even handle that? What do you say to that?
It's not fair, though. I go every year.
Right,
I've been consistent. I've always, like, brought something. I've been a good guest. I don't understand.
Okay, so the reason you're reaching out to us is you want confirmation that you just didn't make the cut. You want her to have that awkward moment of her being like, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut. And it seems to me like you just want to know the reason why.
Yes.
Like, what is it about you?
Absolutely.
This won't be awkward and terrible.
Well, I mean, yeah. I really want to get to the bottom of this for you, and I hope it's not going to hurt anyone's feelings here, but...
Selfishly, Breezy just wants to know herself.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of do.
Nope, not kind of. No, that's definitely it. Definitely
100%,
it.
Yes.
All right, okay. So you sent us Kim's number in a message on Instagram. Okay, well, you know what? Let's just... hash out this awkwardness. Breezy, I'm gonna let you lead with Kim here, because I don't want any part of this. I'm already sweating. It's been a while since we've done anything like this. I've got armpit sweat. I did not put enough deodorant on today. Let's go.
Hello.
Maybe she just like forgot to respond.
Yeah, maybe her phone's broken.
Maybe I'm going to run into the other room.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
Speaking.
Kim, it's your girl Breezy from 98PXY, but you can call me, you know, party planner if you want.
Here we go.
Hi,
Kim. It's also Corey James.
Yeah, Corey's here too. We're all here. Gang's all here. And there's one more person on the line with us as well. But before we get into who that person is, I want to ask you just a quick question. I know this is a little weird.
This is the weirdest phone call she's ever gotten in her entire life, I guarantee it. Yeah.
You're not wrong about that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not the first time we've heard this, by the way, so it's fine.
I personally have plans for this weekend, but do you have plans for this weekend for Memorial Day?
By the way, this is not before you like. Is this a sting? Are you gonna rat me out for having people over again? You're allowed to have 10 or less if you're following the proper social distancing. So no, we're not trying to trap you. FYI.
Yeah. I mean, I'm having a little party.
You're having a little party. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's a tradition. I do it every year.
Cool. And you obviously probably had to like lessen the guest list a little bit this year due to the mandate from our fearless leader, Governor Andrew Cuomo, correct?
Yeah, I did, but it wasn't too hard to do.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we have one of those guests that you rejected on the line with us right now. No. We have Jackie. No. We have Jackie. So Jackie's just a little confused and concerned as to why she didn't make the cut and why it was such an easy decision. Jackie, you're on.
This has become so much more awkward when she said it was easy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Soaking in it. Oh, Jackie, ask the question you've been asking. You've got Kim on the line now. I mean, we've gone this far. There's no turning back.
Well, Kim, here's the thing. Like, I didn't realize you were going to have your party this year. And then when I talked to other people that we know, they said that they're going to your party, and I didn't get an invite. And I even texted you, and I never heard anything back. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I mean, I should have texted you back, Jackie, but you know, if you want me to be honest, like, when I found that there was a limit on people, it wasn't that hard to get rid of you because of what happened last year.
Whoa, hold on. What happened last year? Jackie, you said that
you were a great guest.
You've been a model guest at these
always bring something over. Yeah, I'm always kind. I know everyone there.
Wait, what happened last year?
Yeah, you're definitely glossing over that.
It seems like you're burying the lead.
What are you talking about, Kim?
Seriously, you want to go there, Jackie? Okay. Last year, you literally threw up all over my brand new carpet. Oh. I had installed 1 week before. Like, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, Jackie, didn't mention that.
Maybe you should have mentioned that. Yeah, I don't know, being the person that's prone to vomiting and destroying the party thrower's property. Yeah. That tends to get to drop down the old depth chart of who's going to get an invite to things. Why did you not mention that to us?
I mean, I got a little sick last year. I didn't mean to throw up on your carpet. It's not like, I intentionally came to your party to throw up on your carpet. No, I got a little sick and I threw up. I'm sorry. And I even apologize.
Yeah, you apologize. But, Jackie, you are 29 years old. Like, why are you acting like a college freshman at a frat party? Yeah. I don't have these parties so that I can take care of you. Like, I want to enjoy them myself. Mm. So, you know, I'm sorry. I'm good. But, like, you know, I want to have a house that, you know, that's not destroyed after Memorial Day.
Oh, come on, Kim. I think you're going a little overboard here.
I mean, hold on. I think we can settle this. So, Kim, out of the other 9 people that are coming to this gathering of yours, how many of them have vomited on your property?
A whole zero.
Yeah, so, I mean, does seem like a pretty easy decision. Jackie, I'm sorry. I can't get on board with this. I mean, it might have been an accident, but also, like, you got to that level. That's not really an accident. You did that. That happened.
She should have just texted me back and told me, or say, bring your own vomit bag. I don't know.
What?
Bring your own. BYOVB. Wow. Been there, sister.
Yeah, listen, I mean, with that response, you're right. I should text you back, but obviously you don't get what type of parties that I'm having anymore. We're grown up now. Like, sorry.
If you are even considering bringing your own vomit bag to a party, that's not a party I want you at if I'm throwing it. I'm sorry. Kim is 100% in the right here. No doubt.
Yeah, Kim, I do think it's a little shady that you didn't text her back. I think that was a little cowardly, but rightfully so. I do understand where you're coming from. Take the good with the bad when it comes to this. And Jackie, sister, I don't know. Maybe don't have an IV drip of Svedka going into your arm this year. I don't really know.
Yeah, good idea.
It's fine. Her parties are boring anyways. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
That's probably why you got so hammered.
Well, if they're that boring, why did you have a radio station call me and beg me to invite you back?
Yeah, good point.
I didn't beg nothing. Go away. Enjoy your party.
Okay. All right. Well, this turned out well. I'm glad. Well, Breeze, I hope you got what you wanted.
I did. I got everything. I feel very satisfied going into the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.